Hey, you know what I've developed? I would say within the past year.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And I used to make fun of people for this, but now I have this condition.
Gayness.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I came on here this morning with the express purpose of helping your show.
Did you?
And I don't appreciate it.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You laid out nicely.
But I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
In fact, I love the feel of a good box.
God what? Almighty.
You can't play that out of context.
What do you mean? We were gonna play it in context and let other people take it out of context.
On the Little Ticket.
Jerks. Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them. 214-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the Dunham and Miller Show. I always get this guy's name wrong. Is it Joyce Durham?
That's what it was one time when we played golf. If nobody knows that story. A client had us out to play golf at his country club, and we showed up, and there were our bags ready to go on the golf cart after we had lunch, and we had our bag tags on there with our names. And I saw mine. It said Craig Miller, and I looked who I was playing with, and it was Joyce Durham.
I still have that bag tag.
Do you really?
Yeah, somewhere. I need to
Joyce.
Find that. Joyce.
Joyce Durham.
No, it's me up for an e-break. Late last week, we had the great Barry Sanders on. Now, a quick defense here, because this sounds really wheels off and like I've never broadcasted before in my life. I don't see how news anchors do it, broadcasting while someone's talking in their ear. We had breaking news on Albert Pujols that we were about to break, and Fernando was in there jumping up and down like a monkey. And he got on our intercom system and was telling us when they were going to... And I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You had given some sort of hand signal to Fernando. I knew something was going on.
I don't remember any of this. I remember it being very quiet in here.
No, Fernando was talking in my ear and made me sound like an idiot.
Got a chance to do something I never dreamed I'd be able to do. You know, so that's kind of how I look at it.
Well, we appreciate the time this morning. And, thanks for those memories you gave us at Oklahoma State and with the Lions. You were the greatest of our lifetime, anyway. And we appreciate the time this morning. ebay.com/MillerLite. If someone wants to bid on the great Barry Sanders coming to watch the Lions and Raiders game with Barry Sanders on December 18th. Barry, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll
see
you. That is the great Barry Sanders. Yeah, I hate myself sometimes.
You were kind of swervy there. Were you on cough medicine?
No, Fernando was talking in her ear, and I was swerving anyway, and then you throw in the...
What's talking in your ear mean?
We're going to go to let him do it, and he's going to do it next.
That was as it was happening, I was having Jimmy Christopher, Ron Wood flashbacks. Who was he talking to?
Oh, Ron. Yeah, I think it was Ron Wood.
Do we have that? Where he goes on and on.
Oh, yeah, we do.
About how much Ron Wood meant to him and tell Mick and
so
the boys.
Hell yeah, it's been great.
Mick and the boys.
And then he lays out, or he just gets the, all right.
All right.
Why don't I just say, hey, Barry, thanks for the time. ebay.com.
Just Barry, who was certainly one of our
greatest,
best.
Thank you. Tell Mick and the boys hi.
Thanks for the memories, Barry.
Thanks for the memories. I love you. You're good.
Okay.
All right. I thought we were going to hear...
No, Jimmy. We don't have it. Have
okay.
It.
We'll move on. Candidate number two is one Danny Bayless from the Hardline. They were talking about the new-look Mavs, and Corby and Mike were on the topic of Lamar Odom. They'd moved on from Deshaun Stevenson like 5 minutes ago, and Danny somehow missed that and stopped down their show.
Yeah, I don't know if he's real good at any of it, but it sounds like he can do all of it. And yes, in the shape this team is in, where it loses what it's lost, loses the two big elements that it's lost, and has to throw something together on the fly, and would prefer that throwing something, whatever they throw together, be pretty decent.
What's Ryan's talking about?
It sounds like he might fill the bill.
And if they repeat as champions, he will be the highest man at the parade. Let's not forget that.
Who?
Deshaun. That's what this segment was about, dum-dum.
Yeah, but Okay. Well,
that was about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, we kind
we
of
moved on to Lamar.
Yeah, I know that. We were talking about that. It together.
Okay. Yeah, but
it was just a fun fact that you needed to have.
Can we go?
Did you know that Ray J is first cousins with Snoop Dogg?
Can we just please go?
I'm sorry, little buddy. 412 here on the ticket. Broadcast.
Man.
Gosh.
And then I love Danny's defense that he knew they were talking about Lamar Odom.
Right. I just wanted to get that in and stop down your show.
Yeah, dum-dum.
All right, there's Danny up for an e-break. Up next, Alexis, the traffic girl here on the ticket. Now, she had a very slight meltdown. The problem is for poor Alexis, she is hounded in the studio by two gentlemen by the name of Craig and Gordon, especially Gordon. She can't say anything wrong in here without just getting dogpiled by Gordo. And this meltdown was made worse by one Gordon Keith. Here's Alexis having a moment during traffic.
Expect delays from Park Boulevard to Keller Springs, 75 southbound at Campbell.
What happened?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I had a little gross frog in my throat. So
Frog in your throat.
That's what it's called.
A gross frog?
Why do I have the cough button over here? So I couldn't do it.
Huh. Okay.
I'm sorry. I apologize. It was really gross.
She also spit up something into her...
No, she didn't.
She spit up something into her hand.
I did not. I turned my head and tried to clear my throat, and I apologize.
Yeah, but you... Okay.
Let her do the traffic.
Okay.
She's got, like, green egg white kind of hanging from her lip.
No, I don't. Okay, 75 seconds. Yeah.
You made that so much more
grotesque. Leave her alone. It's quality broadcasting is what that was. Is that always a bad sign when you spit up something into your hand?
Anytime your body rejects anything, it's a bad sign.
You know, I didn't think she'd done much of anything, but let's listen to that again and just stop it right after she has her little moment there.
Expect delays from Park Boulevard to Keller Springs, 75 southbound at Campbell.
Okay, I went as bad as I thought it was. Yeah, can we isolate that? What does that sound like when it's isolated?
Gross. Alexis.
She was doing that?
Ugh.
No!
Man.
All right, we'll tell him. But don't say that.
Before.
You get rid of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, first of all, guys, all you and your families have a Merry Christmas, and I vote for that lucky frog that was in Alexis's throat.
God. Jeez. Pervert.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Dean Cifuentes' easy gag reflex. Thank you very much.
Is that Alexis? Hi, you're on the ticket.
Why?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Georgie's elegant number two diarrhea.
Elegant?
There's nothing remotely funny about that.
That it's elegant is pretty interesting.
It doesn't make it funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Tell Gordo to stop messing with my
girl
and let me listen to the traffic.
All right. Now tell Gordo. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Get your ass out of here now, you idiot.
That's a Danny vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You know I am right here.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
Hi, Major Dylan of Alfred. My leader and the commander, George Dunham. Just so you know, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Gordon's black brother-in-law.
He's not double black.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
My name, radio.
God, that sounds like the real one.
Not bad.
I know it.
Jesus. I want to vote for Giorgio. Love you.
Okay, not bad. Double fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Danny Bales.
Thank you, sir. That's the way to vote.
Somebody just lands at the airport, and they get in their rental car, and they hear us taking almost consecutive calls from the fake
just
Natalie Maines and then the double fake Natalie Maines.
Hi, you're on
Someone
the
who's not really even in the news anymore.
Uh-oh. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, Muser, just really wanted to tell you guys this morning, y'all are just the best at least in our lifetime.
Okay, just leave me alone, would you? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for the highest person in the Metroplex, Joey Bennett.
Is that a Danny vote? Hi, you're on the ticket.
Somebody just now you know why Miss Piggy can't count to 70.
Okay.
Creepy.
That was a funny laugh.
Can't count to 70.
I don't get
why
it.
Why 70?
She's got a frog
stuck in her throat. I know that part, but why 70?
I don't know.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yes, I'd like to vote for the Knock City Knocker and George's Elegant Diarrhea.
It's not funny.
Does it have something to do with the number before 70?
Yeah, she's got a frog stuck in her throat when she gets to...
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right.
Thank you. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Danny and his Jeff Spicoli comment.
And we have a winner.
Wow. We got a winner.
One Danny Bayless wins the emergency break of the week. Before we listen to Danny, though, we did find the Jimmy Christopher Bill Wyman dismount, if you want to listen to that and have a good laugh.
Yeah, that's what I read where Mick said once that, you know, like Frank Sinatra, the, you know, the bigger singers are still, you know, performing and acting and going on now. I mean, they're, you know, into their 60s and 70s. And Mick says, you know, why can't we do that? I mean, we're, you know, upper 30s and we still have a long time before we're gonna quit and lay down, which is good news for us and all Stones fans, too. Anyway, Bill Wyman, you take care and say hi to the rest of the guys, and good luck with all your projects. And we'll be, you know, looking for your solo album when it comes to this country in February or March.
All right.
That is the lowest energy interview I've ever heard.
All right.
Wait, Jimmy's just kind of talking like this and everything.
The boys all right, let's listen to Danny one more time for the win.
Yeah, I don't know if he's real good at any of it, but it sounds like he can do all of it. And yes, in the shape this team is in, where it loses what it's lost, loses the two big elements that it's lost, and has to throw something together on the fly, and would prefer throwing something, whatever they throw together, be pretty decent. It sounds like he might fill the bill.
And if they repeat as champions, he will be the highest man at the parade. Let's not forget that.
Who?
Deshaun. That's what this segment was about, dum-dum.
Yeah, but
okay,
that was about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, we
kind of moved on to Lamar.
Yeah, I know that. We were talking about it together.
Okay. Yeah, but...
It was just a fun fact that you needed to have.
Can we go?
Did you know that Ray J is first cousins with Snoop Dogg?
We just please go.
I'm sorry, little buddy. 412 here on the ticket.
Way to go, Danny.
He accuses me of derailing segments.
I love how he was so excited and he came on with that punchline right, that was going to wrap up the segment.
He's knocking one out of the park.
Yeah.
What? No one's with me? Okay.